Welcome to the Cognac Expert Calendar Podcast, hosted by Taylor.
Okay, so we're back with a third secret cognac, truly secret cognac, a cognac coming from a professional distiller or grower distiller. So, no producer to chat with today, but I am chatting with Max again. Max, how's it going?
Hello, it's going very well. Very excited about this secret cognac.
Okay, let me give you some of the details, the few that I do have. Yeah. Yeah. It is that same blend situation that we saw with the Grand Champagne Vieille. In this case, though, it's a blend of various eau de vie, all from the Borderie Cru and from the 80s. So there is a significant age this time. And this one was chosen to be bottled for our calendar at 47% alcohol.
Again. It's the 47 range. It's a secret 47 range.
Yeah. Everybody in whiskey, they tend to just bottle at 46. So for these ones, we said, let's go to 47.
Nice. So Borderie, those are the facts, right? We know 47% alcohol degree.
Yep.
We know it's Borderie.
Yep.
And anything else? I mean, Borderie, obviously, smallest growth area in cognac, very specific soil. What I'm guessing is it's a larger distiller that processes different eau de vie from different crus, obviously, because we started with a Fambois, then we continued with the Grand Champagne, and now we're in Borderie. It's unlikely that a grower distiller has all the... Oh, it's also possible. Could also be a grower distiller with different plots of land, different vineyards, and different crus, which is not uncommon that it does exist, sure.
Could be. I mean, even like the definition of a professional distiller is they receive other people's wines and they distill it. So it's very likely, I don't know, but I suppose that it's very likely that a professional distiller could receive wines from all the cru. And over the years, they just managed to hang on to a couple barrels of different cru here and there. And here we are. That's why we've got this blend of, I would say, relatively old Borderie.
Yeah.
And like with the 1994 Fambois and like with the Grand Champagne Vieille, this Très Vieille Borderie really showcases the cru. And I think that's what's interesting about these three secret cognacs is that each one is very representative of the cru that it comes from. It hasn't been blended to or its edges rounded off to fit into some producer's range. I think This has all just been blended to reach volume for a potential négociant. But that doesn't mean these kind of cognacs are less interesting. Maybe it's a little bit less romantic than a nice small producer with a brand, but the cognac region survives off these négociants, we could say. So this stuff is not uninteresting.
No, absolutely. I like to think of it as a romantic product, you know, in a way, because we don't know what it is. There's so many cognac houses who bottle cognac without telling us the source, without telling us the name. So, this is entirely romantic. And again, if we like it, if our community, the cognac expert community, likes it, we could for sure discuss a little bottling, you know? It's not impossible.
I believe it would be possible, unless a négociant comes along and takes it all. But yeah, I believe this is possible.
Yeah, that's the risk, right? We know some négociants are also watching our Cognac Lovers Facebook group. We know that. And some négociants also sort of snipe some eau de vies out of the discussion. You know, they do that. We've actually seen that before, that a négociant took his car and got a specific barrel from a producer we actually found right after we published something. But absolutely so. Let us know what you think about this cognac. Go to our Facebook group, Cognac Lovers. You'll find the link in the description. You'll find the link on the Cognac Expert website also to our Facebook group, Cognac Lovers. Let's talk about this. I really want to know what people think. Let's start discussion. Yeah,
absolutely. All about that.
Great. Well, Taylor, I think that's it, right? Nothing more to say today about the secret cognac.
Nothing more to say. Secret cognac, yeah. Old Borderie. Mm-hmm. And that wraps up the three secret cognacs from the world of professional distillers or grower distillers. That's an interesting piece of the cognac puzzle, and it deserves to be discussed a little bit.
Absolutely. Great. Let's do that. Thanks, Tyler.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Au revoir.
Au revoir.
Thank you for listening to the Cognac Expert Calendar podcast. Tomorrow is another day, another cognac.